Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up. Can we play this guy one last time?
Oh, I love it.
We love listening to his voice. He did not win Knucklehead of the Week, but he certainly is very enjoyable to listen to. And this is the guy who called into the TV station in Pennsylvania as they were doing a report on all of the tornadic activity in Pennsylvania this year, a spike in tornadoes there, trying to explain why it's happening. And this guy called up and he had his own theory as to why there were so many tornadoes in Pennsylvania and the rest of the country this year.
Yeah, he did. And he said, here's the reason for the tornadoes.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Anytime that I'm going to make a definitive statement, I'm going to preface it by, because of you want to know why? Yeah. Because on account of you want to know why.
Yeah.
Because on account of you know why, you want to know why.
Staff meteorologist Earl. And then we got the guys who tried to steal from the spy store.
Yeah, this is a spy store in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's completely outfitted with everything surveillance. So trying to break the front window with a hammer 56 times was enough. That got the cameras rolling and got them caught.
But our 930 Knucklehead winner, you guys loved her. The woman who brought the bear into her condo.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
I would think at 27 years old, you probably know better than to try and pick up a wild Malaysian sun bear that's 6 months old and bring him back to your eighth floor condominium. But Zarith Yazin, 27, is accused of keeping the sun bear without a permit at her condo. And they said on June 6th, just about a week ago, about 8 p.m., the call started coming in that there's a bear leaning out the window of one of these condos. And they, oh, no, it's probably someone in a bear suit, they thought. Someone just making noises. And they said, no, we're hearing the noises and we're seeing this thing. Now, this woman had gone out of town for a day or two. I don't know if you leave a bowl of food on the kitchen floor for the bear or if the bear just,
Gibble.
You know, gets into the pantry by himself or, you know, uses the microwave and the refrigerator. But yeah, there he is hanging out the window, John. That doesn't look like a dog or that is a full on bear.
And he's on the eighth floor. So she had to, obviously.
I think he's the eighth floor. I just guessed. It didn't say exactly what floor.
Okay. Well, but he's not on the ground floor, is he?
No.
No, that doesn't look like ground floor. So you've got to sneak him in there. And if he is up on the eighth floor, you're taking him in the elevator, probably.
Sure. Yeah.
And imagine if somebody's, you know, they're coming down, they're going up with you, or they're on
they
one of the other floors.
They step on the second floor, and they're like, sixth floor, please?
Yes.
And he reaches out. Those Malaysian sun bears have the big, long claws, too, for digging in the dirt.
Can I help you?
Can I help you, sir?
Can I press your button for you?
Mm.
Thank you very much to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery, our 930 Knucklehead of the Week sponsors.